When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 everyone. My name is Nick Chantsev. I'm a holistic health anxiety coach. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives back through a holistic approach that addresses the mind, body, the spirit. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we'll work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, and implementing positive lifestyle changes. So let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transforming journey together. So welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. Welcome back to another podcast today related to anxiety. Today's podcast, we're going to do a deep dive into the powers of mindfulness and grounding to rewire the mind and to get rid of anxious thoughts the best we can. And so when we take a dive into this, there's always a question I ask: how do we engage our senses of touch during grounding mindful meditation? So engaging our senses. Today we're going to be using a pebble or a rock as an example, as in our exercises for the grounding exercises. So we'll engage our senses. Engage our senses and touch during grounding mindfulness and meditation. This will involve intentionally bringing our attention to the physical sensation of a little pebble or rock in your hand, and we'll experience through the contact between our fingers and the smoothness of the stone or the pebble. And here are kind of steps that we'll follow to help us engage with the senses of this touch. So let's kind of find the gentle position, sit down, just relax, and where you can easily access the stone and pebble, and then let's kind of look at it, and let's gaze at it and soften your gaze, and just, you can close your eyes if you have your pebble in your hand. You know, we can just close your eyes and you can just feel it, and you allow yourself to settle into this present moment. Then we can take a few deep breaths and begin by taking a few deep breaths and inhaling deeply through the nose and exhaling slowly through the mouth. So let's do that and get grounded, get centered. Let's do that. And then as we do this, allow each breath to relax your body and calm your mind. And let's put some focus on the stone or the pebble that is in your hand, and gently pick up the smooth stone or pebble and place it in your palm of your hand. Have it in your palm of your hand. Feel its weight and notice how it rests against your skin. Feel its sensation. And you might wish to slowly raise your hand and back only a few inches, and just to notice the weight of the pebble or the little stone in your hand. Just feel its weight and notice how it rests against your skin also. Now explore the texture. With your eyes still closed, just use your fingers to explore the surface of the stone, its movements. Notice if it feels a bit rough. Is it smooth in your hand? Is it bumpy? Or is it polished? You run your fingers slowly over its contours and pay attention to any ridges. Allow your fingertips to dictate the feeling and just sense there. Pay attention to any ridges or patterns on your little pebble or your rock. Notice the temperature. As you continue, and as you continue, hold the stone, bring your awareness to its temperature. Is it cold, warm, neutral to the touch? Just feel the sensations of the stone against your skin. Allow yourself to fully experience this sensory connection. Just take a moment there and just be present. Being present with your rock. Be connected with it or your pebble. Now observe any sensations as you explore the textures and temperature of the stone. Notice any sensations that arise in your hand and fingers. Pay attention to the pressure, the tingling, or the warmth that may be present. Allow yourself to fully immerse yourself in sensory experience. Or you might be even holding a crystal, a tolberine, a crystal that emits energy. You might feel the sensations of the energy also. So coming back to our rock in our hand, staying present. Throughout this meditation and mindfulness, if your mind starts to wander or thoughts arise, just gently bring your attention back to your physical sensation of the stone in your hand. Use the texture, the weight, and the temperature to anchor to keep you grounded in the present moment. Create a new sensation and make it pleasurable. Make it a habit. Create this habit of anchoring, this groundfulness, this present moment. And by intentionally focusing on the physical sensation of the stone or pebble, we engage our sense to touch to deepen our connection with the present moment. Now, this practice helps redirect our attention away from anxious thoughts or distractions and cultivates a sense of groundness and mindfulness. And we're now exploring the power of mindfulness and grounding techniques to ease our anxiety. Now let's look at, we may come out of this little meditation and let's like think about, then you can relax there and take your time, and as you listen to my voice, as you still have your, you know, you still have your pebble in your hand, feeling it. But let's kind of move on to something else. How can grounding technique help redirect attention away from anxious thoughts? So this is a very important question. You see, grounding techniques can be effective in redirecting attention away from anxious thoughts by bringing our focus to the present moment and the physical sensations of our body. When you experience anxiety, your mind might be preoccupied and stuck in attention to many other things, such as worrying thoughts about the future or dwelling on our past. Or we can be over-sensational on emotionally unstuck, going everywhere. We can be over-generalizing making things more than they are, making something small, making something that is small into something big. And by being grounded, we take our focus away from that. So we bring our focus to the present moment, and we notice a physical sensation of our body. And so when you experience this, experiencing anxiety, again, our mind is super preoccupied with worries, etc. So let's look at, also we can be, grounding techniques also can help us interrupt. You know, this is important, interrupt this pattern of remission and shifts our attention to the here and now. The here and now. Here's how a grounding technique actually works. Let's have a look at in step form. We can talk about the sensory focus. Grounding technique often involves focusing all our attention on senses by directing our attention to what you see, hear, feel, taste, smell in the present moment. And you might be guided into a meditation to ask you to see five things around your room or wherever you are. You might be asked to feel four things currently present around you. You might be asked to taste three things. You might be asked to smell two things. And so that's how we become anchored to yourself, to the immediate environment, and diverting your attention away from anxious thoughts. And let's look at an example. Again, you can name five things you can see, four things that you can touch, three things that you can hear, two things that you can smell, and one thing that you can taste. And so, moving on to physical anchors, creating the anchors. Grounding techniques may involve using physical anchors to bring your attention back to the present moment. And this could be an object, like we're holding a rock. You hold or touch, or such as a smooth stone, a stress ball, a textured object, just by focusing the sensations of the object in your hand. You can shift your attention away from anxious thoughts onto the physical sensation of that object. Mindful body scan is also another one. A body scan can involve systematically bringing your attention to different parts of your body. By scanning your body and putting attention and focus, and you're energizing your thoughts, directing your thoughts to where they should be rather than randomly. Scanning your body from head to toe, you can become aware of the physical sensations in the present moment. Now this helps ground you in the body and away from anxious thoughts. We are human beings full of habits. And if we don't take notice and not aware of our thoughts, we just tend to let our thoughts do the work for us. Isn't it time now to learn this grounding technique and then choose and create, rewire the brain or the mind and create a habit for well-being called grounding, groundfulness? In time with this exercise, we'll be able to easily detach our thoughts and go straight into the present in the moment. Grounding through movement is another one. Engaging mindful movements such as walking, stretching, dancing can also be the grounding technique. Anything basically that comes out of our head, that we get a chance to come out of our thoughts, out of our mind, into something more groundful, physical, something the mass. And by focusing on the sensations of your body in motion, dancing is a good way. You can redirect your attention away from anxious thoughts and into the physical experience of your movements. Another one is the breathing technique. Deep breathing exercise can serve as a grounding technique by focusing on your breath, counting breaths, or engaging specific breathing patterns. You can bring your attention to the present moment and the physical sensation of your breath, diverting your focus from anxious thoughts into pleasant, desired thoughts. And remember that habits are formed only when we can bring pleasure to them. They must be enjoyable for them to be created. So the goal of the grounding technique is to anchor ourselves in the present moment and the physical sensations of your body. By redirecting the power of your attention, remember, most anxiety is caused by the power of attention going wrong places. And by redirecting your attention away from anxious thoughts and onto the immediate environment, you can create a sense of stability and calmness. And practicing grounding techniques regularly can help you build the skill of shifting your attention away from anxiety and staying present in this moment. You may come back to the next meditation we're about to do together. And you can come back anytime, as many times you want, to feel the grounding and have an object in your hand and practice this grounding technique. This technique is used in many clinics, anxiety clinics, detoxations, just to be able to come out of our anxious thoughts and create a new pattern. And this helps you build a skill of shifting attention away from anxiety and staying in the present moment. So now let's look at what are some examples of physical anchors that can be used in grounding techniques. Let's take another deep dive here. There are various physical anchors that can be used in grounding techniques to help redirect attention away from anxious thoughts and bring your focus on the present moment. Here are just a few. Here are some now. Look at the smooth stone or pebble strategy. Just take a hold. Once again, let's come back to your little stone that is in your hand. You can kind of provide a tactile sensation that grounds you in the present moment, just focusing on that little thing. This is your helper. It's so easy. You can focus on the texture, the weight of it, the temperature of this little stone, and allowing it to anchor your attention. You can use stress balls or fidget toys. I think we mentioned it before. We can look at a textured object, using a textured object such as the piece of fabric, a worry stone, a worry chain, or textured keychains. Can engage your senses of touch and provide a grounding sensation. And running your fingers over the texture of the object can help shift your attention away from anxious thoughts to something else. We got the power to look at something else. The grounding mat or rug is also another example. Sometimes we train our bodies. It knows after meditation, the body knows the grounding mats. These particular mats or rugs can create a physical connection to the present moment. These mats are actually often made with materials that have grounding properties. It's like when you take your shoes off and socks off and you land your foot on the grass and the ground and the earth. That's grounding. You can do that too, but being present and such. And also going back to the mat, they have this conductive fibers and they can help you feel more connected to the earth and beneath. You can actually buy these products to help you. They're called grounding mats. Cold or warm water. Placing your hands in cold or warm water can create a sensory experience that grounds you in the present. I love taking showers in the morning. Some people actually love taking cold showers to shake up their senses. Sometimes we can be overthinking in the morning. But by going into cold water in the morning, in the shower, that kind of shakes us up and brings us back to what's really to our present moment, the coolness of the water. Then you can focus on the temperature and the sensation of the water on your skin, allowing it to divert your attention from your anxious thoughts. Aromatherapy, a certain scents can also have a grounding effect on the mind and body. Teaching your body and your mind to be using essential oils such as lavender, chamomile, sandalwood can provide a sensory anchor. You can apply a few drops of oil to the cloth or tissues, inhale a little bit of scent, allowing it to bring your attention to the present moment. And so, these are the wonderful angers that we can use, and may vary from person to person which one helps us as an individual. It's kind of important to experiment and with different options and what works for you. Might not work for someone else. So the key is to choose a physical anchor that engages your senses and providing calming ground experience. And so, my friends, we now come to our meditation on this particular topic. I invite you just to settle in. We're about to begin. Begin a meditation for this day. I invite you to just get comfortable and have your pebble or your texture stone in your palm of your hand before we begin. So again, allowing your body to position itself, either sitting or laying down, because it knows. If you're a consistent meditator, it knows its space. It knows when to go into its groundful space. And just gently, I also invite you again to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, release any tensions in your body. Allow yourself to settle into this present moment, ready to embark on a grounding, mindful meditation. Let's just take and enjoy taking long breaths through the nose for 8 seconds, hold for 4, and exhale slowly for 8 seconds. Let's do that about 2 times, just to get more grounded. And as we do that, focus. Let's multitask. Focus on your rock in your palm. The rock in your palm. In with the nose. Hold at the top. Exhale, fight slowly. Exhausting all the air from your lungs and your stomach. Inhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And relax. And in this meditation, we will explore the power of grounding and mindfulness. We'll be using the texture, the weight, and the temperature of a spoon, stone, the pebble that you have in your hand. Let us begin by bringing our beautiful attention to our breath, a gentle, normal breath, allowing it to guide us into the state of calmness and presence. And let's take a moment to notice the sensations of your breath. And feeling the coolness as you inhale and the warmthness as you exhale. With each breath, let yourself just relax a little bit deeper. A little little bit deeper. Just relax. And allowing any tensions or restlessness to melt away from you. Now imagine holding, as you hold this attention to your little smooth rock in your hand or your pebble. With your eyes closed, feeling its weight, texture against your palm. Take a moment to explore its surface with your fingers as you roll through it, and noticing through the fingertips, reading its textures, its surface. Take a moment here, feeling your pebble, noticing any ridges, smoothness, or patterns it may have. And as you hold this stone, bring your attention to its temperature, feeling its coolness, warmthness, or neutral to the touch. Allow yourself to fully experience this sensory connection. And allowing it to anchor you in the present moment. With each breath that you take, invite a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the stone that serves as a grounding anchor for your mindfulness and peace. Recognize the beauty in this simple object and the power it holds to bring you back to the here and the now, and the wonderful distraction it's providing you. And as you continue to hold this lovely rock in your hand, notice any thoughts, emotions that just kind of arise. Just thoughts and emotions, that's all they are. But instead of getting caught up in them, gently let them just pass away. Just imagine them like them floating away like clouds in the sky. Like clouds in the sky. Leaving you with a sense of spacefulness and peace. And now shift your attention back to the stone, focusing on its weight in your hand, grounding you in the present. Feel the connection between your body and the stone, allowing it to remind you of your own stability and strength. And now bring your attention, your focus to your awareness. Awareness to the texture of the stone once again. Exploring its surface with curiosity and presence. Notice any changes in the sensations or perception as you deepen your connection with this grounding object. And as you hold the stone, let it serve you as a reminder that just as the stone is firm and stable, you too have the capacity to be grounded and centered. No matter what thoughts or emotions might arise within you, you are the rock. This is your anchor. You have the ability, and you can do this. And take a moment to appreciate the simplicity of this practice. The profound impact it can have on your state of mind within practice. Feel the gratitude for the stone once again and its ability to ground you. And for yourself, for dedicating this time to your well-being. And now gently release the stone from your hand, allowing it to rest on the surface nearby. And take a moment to observe any lingering sensations and notice how you feel in this present moment now. As you bring this meditation to close, take another big breath. Take another deep, big, big breath in. And as you exhale, let go of any remaining tensions or thoughts. And carry the sensation of this grounding and mindful exercise with you. And as you continue your day with a renewed sense of presence, whenever you feel the need to reconnect with the present moment, just remember the power of the grounding through texture, weight, temperature, five senses. Know that you can always return to this practice and find solace in the simplicity of a small stone or a pebble, as simple as that. And as you slowly begin to open your eyes, take a moment to acknowledge in the stillness and calmness within you. Carry the sense of grounding and mindfulness with you and allow it to guide you through your day, knowing that you can always return to this practice whenever you need to find your center and reconnect with the present. And just remember, the power of grounding is always within you, ready to support you in finding peace and clarity. Let's all take a nice big breath together. Breathe in. And as you exhale, gently bring your awareness back to the present moment. Just wiggle your toes and fingers, allowing yourself to fully return here and now. And when you're ready, just slowly opening your eyes once again and continue on your day, carrying the grounding in mind for you. Friends, thank you so much for meditating with me. I hope this has been a lot of value to you. And if you feel like you need to reach out, I'm really happy to assist you with this grounding exercise on one-on-one. And it is a practice. I'll leave my details below. My calendar is free for you to have a look at. So if you feel the urge or the calling, please feel free to contact me. And today, wishing you a nice, peaceful, grounding day. May peace reach you. Namaste, my friends. Till our next podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.